As we end the work week, time to reconnect with Mara Davis for Mara's Music Mix. So, Mara, what do you like this weekend?
Well, I've always been a huge Decemberists fan, band out of Portland, Oregon. I think they're fantastic, and they are on a bit of a hiatus. So that's why I would recommend seeing the lead singer of the Decemberists, Colin Molloy. He's going to be in town tonight at the Variety Playhouse. And actually, it's interesting. He's been to town before, not last year, but the year before. He had a children's book.
With his wife, yeah, at Decatur Book Festival.
He was there, and so now he's going to be performing at the Variety. I just love his sound.
Colin Molloy has been doing covers of Kinks songs. So if you like the Kinks, and who doesn't, you might want to check out the show.
Walter, remember when the world was young and all the girls knew Walter's name? Walter, isn't it?
The Decemberists, to me, remind me so much of R.E.M., some of the early R.E.M. So I think you're going to get that tonight at the Variety Playhouse show.
I say, hey.
Now, this show at the Tabernacle, we're talking about Michael Franti and Spearhead. They are so much fun to see live, say, hey, I love you. He's got a lot of songs like that that you know. Some of them have been featured in TV shows and movies and stuff like that. But I just love an artist who really gets the audience involved in the show, whereas this would be, to me, a family show. He is so indie. He brings people up on stage. Seen him many, many times. If you haven't seen it, a great night out at the Tabernacle with Michael Franti.
And are shoes optional for the show?
He never wears shoes,
he
ever.
He doesn't wear shoes, yeah.
Even in the winter, and I've interviewed him and asked him about that, and he just likes to hang loose and free.
There's a band coming to town Saturday night that you turned me on to. I wasn't really that familiar with them, Roscoe Bandana, and ever since you mentioned them a couple weeks ago to me, I've been listening to their music, and I'm into them.
They're great. You're seeing a lot of bands now like the Civil Wars or the Lumineers, where we're getting back into that folk music and where music is really music. And that's why I really like Roscoe Bandana. They're at Smith's Old Bar Saturday night. They're from Gulfport, Mississippi. This is going to be a much more intimate performance. Again, I think it's kind of tough for these artists when they're opening up for a huge pop act, where the crowd is just like, oh, let's get our beer during the opener. You should really focus on Roscoe Bandana. I think they're great. I think they are definitely a band to watch.
There's a move in the state of Mississippi to make their song Feels Like Mississippi the next state song.
Well, Mississippi needs a lot of help, and that is a good start.
That would be a great start. Okay, and we'll get email for that. Okay.
Mississippi prides with drovers feels like.
And as we typically do, we sort of go beyond the weekend, Mara, if it's okay with you. Monday night, Sam Beam is in town.
Well, that's Iron and Wine, and we like to push it because sometimes these bands are going through and touring. They don't always have time to make our Friday and Saturday nights.
Marianne, do you remember the tree by the river when we were 17?
Sam Beam has really mixed it up over the years. Sometimes he's solo, sometimes he's with a full band. But Iron and Wine, they have a lot of great songs. And he's going to be at the Tabernacle coming up on Monday night.